I think one of the biggest hurdles that especially asset managers has is cost pressure that they have, as everywhere else outside of Japan. They're trying to looking for the solutions to reduce their cost and promote more efficiency with their operations. So our company is trying to provide them with middle office and back office outsourcing options. And we do have office outside of Japan, and we provide service from China, which will help them reduce cost to make it fixed cost to variable costs. So that's something picking up in Japan currently. But, you know, it's very interesting because in Japan, asset managers have different issues from here. Usually the human resources are usually not flexible like here. People don't look for different jobs every, you know, 3-4 years. Usually people work for one company for a very long time. So employment style is very different. So it's a bit more tricky to outsource the work. So, you know, Japan's trying to find a unique way to like lift out that entire team from asset management team and to work with them closely to give the best option for them to do that.